question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
As we roll right into the G Block on our award-winning National Travel Radio Show, it's your travel duo, Robert, Mary, back with you, ready to jump into the personal connection portion of the program for the next 10 minutes, which is made possible by Ancestry.com/Carrie.
It is, and our family and our heritage and, frankly, where we all come from, well, that's something that each of us carries with us every day, and there are many paths to finding your family history, and Ancestry.com/Carrie can help you easily get started, from tracing your family generations back with a family tree all the way to uncovering your ethnicity.
Researching your history, it's a fun activity that can bring the whole family closer. It also makes a great gift item too, so keep that in mind. No other DNA test delivers such an interactive experience. Start making discoveries with your Ancestry DNA kit, and you'll get a free trial at Ancestry.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, well, speaking of Ancestry, our next guest grew up in Roanoke, Virginia, with deep Southern family roots that date back to the 1700s. As a young woman, she left that city behind to see the world, and seeing the world led her to writing about it, which put her on a course for a long and colorful career in travel writing and PR for airlines and destinations around the world. I won't give any more away. She joins us on that show hotline from London for today's personal connection, and her name is Mary Moore Mason.
Mary, I love that name. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you. It's lovely to talk to you from across the big pond.
Very nice to talk to you as well. So I think my wife Mary's intro of you that just touched on your Southern upbringing, it does help explain a bit of the title of your recent memoir, Goodbye Hoop Skirts, Hello World. Love it. So before we talk about some of your travel adventures, Mary, I really want to begin with how your career started, because like so many of us who are successful in the travel world, it didn't begin in travel. Share briefly with everyone how you got started in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, I started out being the only woman in the newsroom of the Richmond News Leader, and I had to sort of con myself into the job, and you'll have to read the book to find out how. Then I rushed off with a summer romance to Paris and was there for a while, and then decided to zip off to Athens, where I started travel writing. And from there, I decided I should go somewhere where English was the main language. So I went to England and got a job quite illegally, because I had no work permit, working on a local travel magazine, and then realized I better get a real job if I was going to get a work permit. So I got a job as a press officer for Pan Am and switched careers from travel writing into promoting travel. And then I switched back and forth between the two for several years, and then, of course, ended up editing several and founding several travel magazines. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, that's great in a nutshell, considering we only have 7 minutes with you, Mary. Thank you. And people are definitely going to have to read this book. When I introed you, I talked about your, I mentioned the word, I used the adjective colorful to describe your career and your life. It's filled with entertaining anecdotes of your life. As you said, you went to Paris, you bought a one-way ticket. I won't give away any more on that. Every good memoir has a love story. All of that is in there. I feel like your life is a series of jobs, Mary, that led to more adventures, which led to more jobs and more travel adventures. You use a line in the book that I loved, tap dancing your way through the minefield. Did you intentionally want to get into travel writing, or did this just sort of, you wandered your way into it with your writing?
No, I didn't intend to do that at all. I started out as quite a serious journalism, covering everything from police courts to crime problems to medical problems, etc. But when I got into Europe, which I visited many years before, I just got hooked on it, and I thought, I've got to write about all these wonderful places, and particularly when I was in Greece. Mm-hmm. So it sort of took off from there. But then, of course, the reality that as a travel writer, sometimes you have to, in fact, you should know more about the travel industry. So I was very lucky to work in the travel industry for a while and really learn the ropes.
Yeah. So I have a question about your time in promoting airlines. You had stints with Pan Am, which you mentioned. My favorite aircraft to this day, even though it's retired, is still the 747. Just love that aircraft. There was also Braniff and other airlines along the way. How did you enjoy that time in your career? Because I would think that it's vastly different from promoting destinations.
It was fascinating because, first of all, you know, I actually had to go to stewardess school, not that I was ever a stewardess, to learn how things work. So I went to Miami and proved very rapidly that I would not be the ideal stewardess for all sorts of reasons. But anyway, what was fascinating is these airlines took me to places that I might not have gone otherwise. One of them was an airline called East African Airways, so I spent quite a lot of time in Kenya. Another one was a smallish airline owned by the Aga Khan, of all people, which ran from the UK, other places, too, into Italy, so I traveled all over Italy. Then Braniff, of course, it was a big, flamboyant airline, so I spent quite a lot of time in Dallas and other places, and as a result, ended up picking up the account for the Texas Tourist Board.
So Mary, listen to this stuff. You know, the reason, again, you are in the personal connection segment, and clearly, you know, travel has connected with you. So, you know, I'm sure writing your memoir caused a lot of introspection, you know, self-reflection of your life, and since, you know, yours, you can just hear it, is so deeply entrenched in the travel world. I want to know, as you consider what travel does for people, whether it's for leisure or business, as I said, this is the personal connection segment of the show where we talk about how it transforms or impacts people. You know, you're talking right now to over a million listeners around the U.S. So what does Mary Moore Mason have to say about travel, specifically the way it inspires and connects to people?
Well, I think it's wonderful to travel, but I think it's also wonderful just to see all the places. But I think you really, it's great if you understand more about the literature of the country, the music of the country, this sort of thing. So many of the stories that I write are thematic. I mean, right now I'm doing a fairly unusual story, perhaps on the Black Lives Matter, not going into the George Floyd so much, etc., but all the new museums that are opening up in America, the new things that are promoting the tremendous impact that the African-American heritage has had on America. So I love the thematic stories, and I encourage people, don't just come and rush around and, you know, there was that film decades ago called It's Tuesday, So It Must Be Belgium. You know, okay, you go one day to New York and then you buzz down to Philadelphia. That, to me, is not travel. It's going into the places, getting to know the people, getting to know the heritage.
Could not agree more. To get a little more personal, you did return home to Virginia at one point in your life with your young son, pivotal time as your marriage was ending. Clearly, you did not lose your connection to your roots, Mary, and the book, in fact, opens with the story of your return to Virginia. What is it about that area, in addition to your family roots, that you connect with?
Well, to a greater degree, it is the family roots, because on my mother's side, we had been in Virginia since 1735, and we still own the property that our pioneer fathers, mothers established down in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. On the Mason side, I'm still trying to confirm whether we have any relationship to George Mason, who, of course, was one of the founding fathers and a great buddy and neighbor of George Washington. But we've been in there since the early 1600s on the Mason side. But I love the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. I love the, it's not spectacular, but it's all the small towns there, each of which has its own heritage. And it's lovely just to drive down and visit all those towns with their heritage and the beautiful scenery and the rivers and the lakes and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, the Civil War stuff to some extent, although I'm sort of, you know, not promoting that so much these days.
Well, listen, Mary and I, we were married in Virginia. We love the state. We were just down there
actually
for Stop 5 on our Let's Go America tour. And it is a very special part of the country for sure. But we only have a minute with you left. So before we have to let you go, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to share a brief quote from your book that I think everyone tuned in will enjoy hearing. And it's as follows. Now that I've earned my Golden Girl credentials, what's next? So, Mary, I have to ask, what's next for you?
Well, there are lots of things. First of all, Essentially America, the magazine which I founded 27 years ago, it went into a hiatus because of the pandemic thing. It is being relaunched in April, so I'm already working on that. I've written this book. I'm now working on another possible book. And on top of that, I am launching a blog which is going to be called Merry-Go-Round America. So working on all of those things. And I've also set up an Airbnb in Virginia in my old farmhouse.
So Mary, again, you are a busy person. We'll have to have you in many segments of the show. Folks, the book again is called Goodbye Hoop Skirts, Hello World. You can find it on Mary's website, where you'll also find more about her travel adventures. The website is marymooremason.co.uk. Thanks for joining us today. I know it's Saturday afternoon for you over there in London, but I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, Mary.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Mary.
All right, Mary, I want you to think about if we were at a dinner party with me.
And
the stories that we would
another
share.
Another person
lovely.
I'd love to travel with.
Yes, lovely. We would cover
so much. Have a cocktail with.
Folks, right now, as we take a quick time out for some sponsor messages, there are still three more segments to come today on this two-hour live broadcast, so stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.